WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. WTAW and our partners in the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back program were at the Bryan Fire Department headquarters station Friday morning. KBTX General Manager Mike Wright was part of the presentation, handing over your monetary donations totaling more than $73,000 to the families of the four firemen killed or injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
Just thanking Randy for what this fire department means to Bryan and to College Station. They work in tandem on this. And you realize what one big family you really are.
Accepting for the families was Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
It just shows through these people stepping up and giving out of their pockets to those in need and in a time like this, and it is just one of the most wonderful things I think we have ever experienced here.
Your contributions allowed each of the families to receive more than $18,000. A weekend swim in a College Station Park pond resulted in the drowning of a local man. Family members say the victim, 37-year-old Timothy Sumrall, went underwater in one of the fishing ponds at College Station's Central Park Saturday afternoon. 5 to 10 minutes later, Sumrall had not resurfaced. Members of the fire department's dive team found the body 4 minutes after entering the water that was at least 15 feet deep. Police investigators have no suspicion of criminal activity. And the president of the student body at A&M has vetoed a bill proposed to let students opt out of paying fees based on their religious beliefs.
In a statement released by John Claybrook, which is on our website at WTAW.com, he says the intent to deny funding to the campus gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered resource center has caused great harm to our reputation as a student body and to the students feeling disenfranchised by this bill. He also told listeners on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, during the Eagles' Aggie Nation program, there was a misunderstanding among a lot of senators who voted for the bill.
Because the intent of the bill no longer became, we would like for there to be a process to opt out of paying for certain things that we're opposed to religiously or morally. It became, we want to express support for this process that exists. According to the executive director at Student Business Services, there is no process that exists.
Claybrook says there is a process which will consider appeals involving issues related to the application of A&M student fiscal policy. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you live in the Bryan School District, you're invited to drop by the central office later today and share what you think with officials from around the country.
There is a team of expert educators coming in, and actually they're all current administrators, not only in Texas but across the country. And they actually take vacation time to be a part of this consulting team. And they come in and do a thorough look at everything we do in Bryan ISD.
Communications Director Sandy Ferris says comments are welcome between 4:30 and 6:30 at the administration office at Texas and William Joel Bryan. Ferris says through Wednesday, this group will also meet with employees, and they plan to visit every classroom in the district. College Station firefighters were called out to the Northgate parking garage during the midnight hour Sunday for a rescue. One person was stuck on the elevator between the first and second floors. About 45 minutes after the call, the person was out and the elevator was turned off. The person who was rescued required no medical treatment at the scene. And Texans can now go online to see how much water we have. The A&M AgriLife Extension Service has launched an online water education network as a one-stop source on quality, conservation, and management. Associate Director Pete Gibbs says the website is water.tamu.edu.
It also includes in-home water use, residential and city water use, conservation, and also agriculture and wildlife as well.
Gibbs says until now there was no easy way to access water materials because it was so scattered. Meanwhile, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows more than 98% of the state still in some level of drought. And State Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station was among those voting for a budget that does not include money for school vouchers.
I have heard time and time again throughout District 12 that my schools and superintendents weren't for vouchers, or my teachers, and listen to all the town halls. You know, that long election cycle, you get to know how people feel. And that was a district vote, and we voted our district, and here we are.
The House vote, 103-43, goes against support in the state Senate for vouchers. And finally, the Texas Supreme Court has upheld a 122-year-old law and ruled pet owners cannot sue if their family pet is recklessly killed. The case is out of Fort Worth, where a family dog named Avery was accidentally put to sleep by an animal shelter worker. The court said, heartfelt feelings aside, the pet is property and damages cannot be recovered.
If you have a taxidermied dog that's destroyed, you can recover the sentimental value of that dog if it's an heirloom, but you can't recover the sentimental value of that same dog if it's destroyed while it's alive.
Attorney Randall Turner represents Catherine and Jeremy Medlin, whose dog Avery was accidentally euthanized in 2009. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
When my husband and I split up the chores, I always choose to mow the lawn because we just got a John Deere Z-Track mower from Sioux Fall Prater. It lets me cut clean, even stripes fast, and it trims beautifully, so every inch is just right. But I couldn't have done it without the pros at Sioux Fall Prater. They helped me pick out the perfect Z-Track mower for our yard, but it still feels great when I come inside and he's still slaving over dinner. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Fall Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who is taking a little time to go to Washington or to Las Vegas for the National Association of Broadcasters Awards. Fingers crossed we get the Crystal Award. It is at 7:12. The forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof and World's Best Roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure should move lots of warm weather across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sunshine at times today. It'll be breezy, high 75 to 80. Isolated shower or thunderstorm could develop before the day is over. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy, 80 tomorrow. Cloud, showers, and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow night. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, they could be strong. Highs will be up around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And on WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor. Aggie baseball looks to avoid a sweep at the hands of SEC foe Auburn. Michigan and Louisville get set to play in the men's NCAA championship game. And Johnny Manziel throws out the first pitch of the Rangers-Angels game in Arlington. All this and more coming up in a little bit in sports.
I think it's priceless that the lead Ranger of all time, possibly, Nolan Ryan, says, don't bounce it.
Apparently, that's what everybody says.
Well, that's what everybody tells you. You can't bounce it up there for the first pitch. You just can't, especially if you're a quarterback.
Yeah.
You got to know how to throw.
Yeah, at least they're used to throwing straight.
You got to know how to throw the pill.
Well, we know that Johnny can definitely throw it on a rope. Remember the luncheon?
Did you see the thing where he threw like 400 feet into a basketball net?
Yeah, that's from Dude Perfect.
The Dude Perfect thing.
I'm sure he can throw a first pitch.
Well, that was downhill.
Well, this luncheon that me and Kevin went to at the Cotton Bowl, he threw...
Rub it in.
Well, whenever me and Kevin got to go to the Cotton Bowl. But he threw that football, and I don't know if he broke any silverware or not, but they set it up in this big ballroom at the hotel, and both quarterbacks from both teams had to throw to these people...
That won.
Yeah, these random people that got in this drawing, and they had to throw it, you know, across this ballroom with... I don't know, several hundred people.
That's and pretty cool.
It was a rope.
Yeah, he just threw a laser.
A frozen rope.
It is 7:14 now on WTAW. A New Orleans-style cafe in Virginia isn't holding on their views of gun control. The Cajun Express restaurant is introducing something they call Open Carry Wednesdays. That's when customers can get 10% off if they're packing.
Excellent.
It's like BYOB, but...
BYOG.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. I would visit that. Cajun experience if you plan on going to Virginia. And now on to our favorite restaurants, since we're talking restaurants.
What, KFC?
No. The IKEA restaurants that are in all of the IKEA stores, they're in trouble yet again.
Oh, no. What happened now?
If you're new to the radio program, you'll know that, or you may not know, that IKEA got in trouble because they're selling horse meat
and it was not labeled properly, so they had to do a recall. Well, there's yet another recall because their beef contained horse meat. Now it's elk meat, and it has too much pork.
Oh, what's wrong with elk and pork?
Well, nothing. But unfortunately, IKEA has pulled 17,000 packages of elk lasagna because across Europe, they contained 1.6% pork, which is over the limit because it's supposed to be elk lasagna. The product has been on shelves for more than a month before getting yanked in late March, but the chain didn't publicize the move until the Swedish media reported it over the weekend.
Poor IKEA.
You want to go somewhere like a home improvement place and get some good food? Go to Lowe's or something, that hot dog stand they got outside. That's where you go. You don't go to IKEA.
Well, the good news is IKEA is really not in that much trouble because the Swedish meatballs aren't made with Swedes. Thank you. Thank you, Shriners. We'll be here all week. Try the meal.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on. It was there.
Well, yeah.
And if you're going to be afraid about anything, now is the time to be afraid.
Why is that?
Tom Arnold is a dad. Tom Arnold procreated, which to me is frightening.
It's scary enough that he could find a woman that would...
Just Tom Arnold in general, having a child makes me a little uncomfortable. But anyway, at the age of 54, the comics rep told him that 6:53 on Saturday morning, a little guy named Jax was brought into the world, 12 pounds, 21 ounces.
That's a big baby.
Mom and baby are doing fine.
Can you imagine if him and Roseanne had a baby?
No. No, I can't.
Oh, man.
I can see a defensive lineman in the near future for him. No, that's all I'm saying. Let me see. Movies over the weekend. Olympus Has Fallen, still making dough. $10 million. They come in at number 5. The movie that... Did you go see Jurassic Park?
Oh, no, but I did go to the Brazos Valley Symphony, and I was rocked to my core. It was awesome.
You know, because when I think symphony of any kind, I think rocked to the core.
I got chills so many times. There were tears. I was shaking in my seat. The last time I was that excited during something I was watching was when Lord of the Rings came out.
What was it?
What?
What was so exciting about it?
It just, I don't know. It just was so good. The music, the way the music went, it sort of built up. The first piece was like, okay, yeah, this is nice. The second thing, which was Ton Dunes, the music from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was amazing in that they used their instruments to do all kinds of things I didn't even know instruments could do. Like, they had bows on cymbals, and it sounded like rushing wind and
really?
Just all these really cool effects. But then the very last part was Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov, and it was just so good. It was so good.
I think Kat might be a symphony groupie.
I kind of just... Some people want to die young and some want to die old, and I don't care when I die as long as it's death by symphony.
Death by symphony? I like
it. Let them just find me in this euphoric catatonic state with Scheherazade blasting in full force.
Hi, WTAW. What's up?
You know, Kat... This is the first time I ever regret Cindy and I didn't try for a boy. You need a husband.
Thank you, sir, very much.
I need a husband.
That's what he said. You need something else to do.
Oh, that's really silly.
I'm not going into any more detail. Anyway, Jurassic Park was number 4. It made $18.2 million again. G.I. Joe, The Retaliation, and The Croods both came in tied at 2nd. And number 1 was Evil Dead, the remake. Making $26 million.
That did look scary to me.
That movie's just creepy.
If you're with the little girl that's underneath the yeah. Yeah.
Is she evil and dead?
I guess. She doesn't look normal.
It's called makeup.
Way
stage
to go
makeup.
Out on a limb. Way out there on a limb for that one, Kat. All right, gang. 719. Sorry, partly cloudy skies. 80 for your high today. It's 67 at WTAW.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be baseball bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. F-R-E-E, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Earth Day is coming up, and Interstate Batteries would like to remind you that now is a great time to recycle your used batteries. Last year, Interstate recycled more than 850 million pounds of batteries, making them the number one battery recycler in the U.S. You can drop off used batteries all year long, so get in the habit this Earth Day and keep recycling throughout the year. Help Interstate Batteries make a difference on Earth Day this April 22nd and all year long. Call 775-4293 for your nearest Interstate battery dealer and find out how to do your part to protect our future.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team in Navasota, where you get a nice price, where you can get $12,000 off a new Super Duty.
Nice price.
Or a new F-150 for $19,888.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team in Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advance Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advance Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, partly cloudy skies and 80 for your high today. It's 67 at 722, and you're going to love this. Crazy in Florida. Patty Burke found God. Where did Patty Burke find God? Patty Burke found God.
Howdy, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your
inner goldfish crackers. Yeah, Florida woman found God. Pepperidge Farms has been running a promotion when she spotted the crown and cross imprinted on the cracker she was about to eat during Easter. She called the company and told they told her they didn't make crackers that way on purpose. Burke says, I believe that's a sign from God. He is still in our lives every day, and he wants to show that to people. How often has that happened, though, when somebody said they've seen God, and then they haven't because it's something random and silly like that? Now, here we go. Now that several states have legalized medical marijuana instead of crazy in Florida, we've got more crazies in California. California veterinarian Doug Kramer says occasional marijuana use can help dogs heal chronic pain and other conditions. Kramer adds, quote, we're using it on cats as an appetite stimulant.
What?
Yep. Marijuana for cats.
Oh, no.
Kramer also says pigs, chickens, monkeys, and rats could feel the same effect from the THC if administered properly.
Interesting. How is it administered properly?
I guess dosed as opposed to blowing marijuana smoke in the cat's face. I don't know.
Cats aren't big on any kind of air being blown at them.
Not that I ever saw anybody do anything like that ever in college.
Oh.
Ever.
Hmm.
More rhubarb from everything going on with Rutgers. In his resignation letter, the coach tried to deflect some of the blame, saying, my first instincts when I saw the videotape was Coach Rice's behavior was to fire him immediately, but he asked lawyers and human resource professionals to access the matter, and their consensus was then to fine the coach and not fire him, because everybody's coming down on Rutgers saying, really?
Yeah, well, now, too, the big deal is looking at Murdoch, was he trying to blackmail the school?
That has definitely been brought up on more than one occasion. So that this is going to get a whole lot more mired before it gets resolved, any kind of resolve at all. It's going to get ugly, as is the Auburn situation. They're going to find more dirt on Auburn with their football program, and I wouldn't be at all surprised. I don't think they'll get the death penalty. I don't know that the NCAA will do that.
It's like the IKEA meatballs of the sports world.
Yeah, it's the story that keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving. Absolutely. It is 7:24 now. Your forecast again, partly cloudy, sunny, 80 for your high today. It is 67, and let's visit with Rush Limbaugh. I hope.
They're back, folks. A few months ago, I told you about fast food workers in New York protesting over pay. On Thursday, over 400 of them hit the protest lines again. Their goal was to disrupt business at several New York fast food restaurants. Now, the companies targeted are KFC, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. The protest organizers, calling themselves Fast Food Forward, say that there are about 50,000 fast food workers in New York City earning between $10 and $18,000 a year, and that's just not enough. So they're demanding a stiff increase. New York's current minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, plans to raise that to $9 an hour. Fast Food Forward's demanding $15 an hour. And they also want union representation. One 22-year-old protester, KFC employee in Brooklyn, complains that $9 an hour is not enough. He wants a living wage because the cost of living is very high. He predicts it's going to take a long fight to get to the raise he wants, and he says protesters have to stick together. Point one, why is the cost of living in New York so high? Due to the very policies you're advocating, you people. Point number two, you protesters would rather spend your energy complaining than trying to develop the skills to improve your qualifications beyond entry-level jobs. You see, complaining's easy. Making an effort to increase your value to the job market, that's hard. But it works every time it's tried. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com. Today.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, and condition. So you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Sierra truck in stock. And get 2 years, 24,000 miles scheduled maintenance. Plus, get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. Plus TTL and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Between now and Wednesday, a nationwide group of school administrators will be in the Bryan District. Communications Director Sandy Ferris says, in addition to visiting every classroom and meeting with employees, they want to meet later today with parents and taxpayers.
People can come in, speak with the audit team, and leave. We're just looking for any kind of feedback they may have. What are we doing well? What would they like to see improved? Are there any programs they want to see us offer? Just any and everything that they want to come in and talk about.
You can visit the administrators today from 4:30 until 6:30 at the BISD Central Office at William Joel Bryan in Texas. A College Station man drowned Saturday at a local park. 37-year-old Timothy Sumrall went underwater in one of the fishing ponds at College Station Central Park. Family members contacted police 5 to 10 minutes later after Sumrall did not resurface. The fire department's dive team found the body in more than 15 feet of water 4 minutes after entering the pond. No criminal activity is suspected by police. It took about 45 minutes for one person to get out of an elevator at the Northgate parking garage early Sunday morning. College Station firefighters made the rescue over the midnight hour. No medical treatment was needed following the rescue, which was between the first and second floors. The elevator was turned off until repairs could be made. And the families of the four firemen killed or injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire received checks Friday from the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund. Among the participants in the presentation was the publisher of The Eagle, Crystal Dupree.
It's a fantastic community. The community steps up and they want to do something, which is, it's a great atmosphere. And so, yeah, it's fantastic to see everybody come together.
Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor accepted the checks on behalf of the families.
When you see this kind of support after something like this happens, and just it doesn't stop. It continues to come in. And it just goes to show the heart of the people that live in this area, in this community. And it's just absolutely incredible.
More than $18,000 will be going to each family thanks to your contributions. The A&M Extension Service has created an online resource showing how much water we have. Associate Director Pete Gibbs says it's a one-stop source on water quality, conservation, and management.
Everyone is interested in water conservation and use. A lot of folks are wanting more information about that than maybe what they've known in the past.
The website address for the Water Education Network is water.tamu.edu. A proposal calling for A&M students to not pay fees based on their religious beliefs passed the Student Senate but has been vetoed by the student body president.
The bill was originally drafted to let students opt out of paying fees directed to the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgendered Resource Center at A&M. Student body president John Claybrook told listeners on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, during the Eagles Aggie Nation program about the overwhelming support he received for the veto.
I've not had anybody outside of Student Senate question it. It has been very, very supportive. I've received a ton of Facebook messages, a ton of Twitter mentions, a ton of emails that simply just say, thank you for standing up for his right. Thank you for standing for the Aggie family. It's been a very encouraging day. And if anybody is listening who has sent me a message of support, thank you.
Claybrook's veto message stated in part that the good accomplished in rewriting the bill to cover religious beliefs in general pales in comparison to the damage done, and this damage must stop today. Claybrook said now more than ever is the time to show great resolve and come together, treating each other like the family that we are. On the WTAW.com website, you can read the legislation and the veto statement. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Last week's fast and furious voting in the Texas House on the budget included a switch by Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station. Cassell says that was the result of supporters trying to do an end around on expanding Medicaid.
As you can imagine, with that number of amendments and then amendments to amendments, you know, you have to stay on your toes. Fortunately for myself, I was paying attention at that time and voted correctly, in my opinion, for our district and based on what my constituents had told me, but then it got called up and then pulled down.
The House voted on more than 260 amendments. And Kaufman police officers had little patience for a man who caught their attention near the heavily guarded Kaufman County Courthouse. Police say Billy Truesdale of Box Springs failed to produce identification when police tried to question him. Truesdale was sitting in an SUV across from his business during the noon hour at about the same time Governor Perry was leaving the courthouse, a block away. Mike Robinson, Truesdale's stepfather, thinks police were just being cautious.
I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, I'd do the same thing, I guess. I'd want to know who's who and what's what.
Truesdale was arrested for failing to identify himself, then was released from the county jail. WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
At BMW, we've always been known for firsts. We introduced onboard navigation first. We developed active front steering first. So the fact that the BMW 3 Series is the only car to have ever won Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row, it's just another first. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to aggieathletics.com.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Norman G. Tractor. Low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Broadcasting in HD, 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 with KO sitting in for Mr. DeLucia, who is in Vegas for the National Association of Broadcasters Awards. Try that three times fast. 7:40 now, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and it's time to check your weather forecast.
Warm weather. It's going to be flowing across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sun today. There's the chance for an isolated shower, thunderstorm later on. Breezy highs today, 75 to 80. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows of 65 to 70. For tomorrow, some sun, breezy, warm, highs near 80. Clouds roll in tomorrow night. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible Wednesday. It'll be breezy, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And on WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor. Number 4 women's tennis takes on number 7 Alabama. Michigan looks for its first NCAA championship since 1989. And Johnny Football throws out the first pitch of the Rangers-Angels game in Arlington yesterday. All this and more coming up in just a little bit in sports.
Thank you, Zach. I find this kind of stuff fascinating.
Yeah?
A fish native to Japan has been discovered alive in a small boat carried across the Pacific Ocean to U.S. shores by the 2011 tsunami. The striped beakfish, whatever that is, which is native to Asian waters, was found alive in a small boat thought to have drifted to the U.S. West Coast after the Japanese tsunami dating back to March of 2011.
Wow.
The fish was found alive in a bait box on the boat by an official from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife while he was examining the marine organisms on the vessel.
Huh.
The fish probably survived by eating other organisms on or in the boat. The striped beakfish is now a star attraction at the Seaside Aquarium in Oregon.
How cool.
If that's the only one. If there was more of them and they're set free, then no telling what they'll do.
Oh,
they'll run rampant.
Not trying to kill it like the Chinese frog that went to Africa.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff here in the U.S. that
like
an invasive species.
Horrible zebra mussels and kudzu and all
well,
that.
Well, hang on. Now you're going to get a bunch of hog hunters upset because that's the same thing, basically.
Oh, no. Hogs are invasive also. That's why we have open season.
Very, very feral, without question. A baggage handler is really good at what he does because he's a stealer. Minneapolis St. Paul Airport baggage handler was busted last week after prosecutors say he was caught on tape stealing valuables from bags. He walked away with roughly $84,000 worth of junk from passengers belonging over the eight-month period, including guns, jewelry, and watches. The guns thing's a little frightening.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I don't know if you've seen the late-night commercials. Well, they're not even late night. They're just kind of, you know, randomly placed. But it's basically farmers dating services. Well, there's J-Date, so Jewish people can find Jewish people. Match.com, eHarmony. Now there's one in England, and I just like the name. It's called Muddy Matches. British farmers now won't have to rely on going out to the county fair. They can go to Muddy Matches, which caters exclusively to farmers who don't mind getting a little dirty. The, quote, rustic dating service is the brainchild of Lucy and Emma, two English sisters who were less than satisfied with the dating pool in their local farming community. They hatched the idea of the dating website focused solely on agriculturally minded UK citizens back in 07. It is now one of UK's premier dating sites, and it is this is in quotes, premier farmer dating site.
Well, you know, Texas has a farmer dating organization where they do stuff like everybody goes out to one person's field and picks weeds and stuff like that. I don't remember the name of it.
We called them pasture parties.
So instead of a wine tasting,
that's not a pasture party.
I wouldn't necessarily deem that as a party, going out and
working together.
Weeds.
Well, that's what we said we were doing. We're out helping. We're moving hay.
Yeah,
my dad would be like at 10.
Well, I've seen the commercials for them, or at least the farmers, the American ones, anyways, with the talking cows.
Yep. Absolutely.
Will they ever find love?
I haven't seen that commercial.
It's awful. It's funny, but it's awful. Now, I just got back from a trip to San Antonio, did a little weekend run, and saw a couple comedians and hung out with some friends and stuff like that. To anyone who's planning to visit California, don't plan on doing it with your smartphone if it's a GPS, which I used to get to San Antonio. It is now official that the use of a map app on your phone while driving is illegal in the state of California.
Wow, that and a lot of other stuff.
Well, yeah, but I just how many people do that?
I don't know.
Well, what if you have the co-passenger? What if the person riding shotgun is looking? I mean, I guess they can't pull her over for that, can they?
No, I don't think so. But as long as you're the one that's holding it, i.e., the passenger you're with falls asleep. Not that that ever happens. It's an extension of the state's current texting while driving ban that went into effect in 2008. Based on a March ruling in the state appeals court after this guy was cited in 2012 by a California Highway Patrol officer who said he was looking down at the map and in his phone, but not the road while he was driving. He broke the California law that says that you can't use your phone while driving without a hands-free device. So I don't know if then you could put it on, because they've got those dash mounts.
Yeah.
So if you mount it on the dash, it doesn't say what would happen.
Get a TomTom or a Garmin or whatever.
Well, yeah, that's just
or
a
map. What if you used a map? Would you get in trouble for that because it's not hands-free?
It doesn't plug in, so I don't guess so. I'm serious. That's analog. Analog's fine.
It's the best way just to find a way to get around the system.
Have a co-pilot that doesn't go to sleep. Anyway, and finally, we're going to wrap it up with this because I just absolutely adore this story. Things are getting back to normal in Venezuela after the passing of Hugo Chavez. Venezuelan's acting president, Nicolas Maduro, said yesterday that a centuries-old curse would fall on the heads of those who don't vote for him. Yeah,
in the line of bad voodoo on
him. In the line of Bigfoot, Nessie, and the Chupacabra. That was just for you, Kat. Maduro Excellent. Tells crowds that anyone voting against him is voting against himself. It doesn't say what they're going to turn into or what is going to happen to them, though. I'm a little disappointed by that.
Well, chain letters don't usually tell you what's going to happen. Well, actually, they do. They say stuff like, you'll be unlucky in love for the next 50 years and stuff like that.
Hmm.
You know, chain letters.
Well, now with Facebook, everybody does that, and I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
If you don't repost this, you're an idiot.
Yeah, or you hate, you know,
exactly.
Whatever. Like,
you hate baby bunnies.
Exactly.
And you don't like
this picture. I was
going to
say fuzzy bunnies, exactly. 7:46 now with the Infomaniac. Scott's on vacation. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Partly cloudy skies, 80 for your high today. It is 67 at WTAW.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Child's Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
If you had a problem and were offered help, would you accept it? And that may seem like a strange question, but you might be surprised at some people's answer. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. On a cold December night in New York City, a police officer named Larry DePrimo came across Jeffrey Hillman, a homeless man with no shoes. In a moment of compassion, Officer Larry reached out to the homeless Jeffrey by buying him a pair of warm boots. Watching it all unfold was a nearby tourist who took a snapshot, which immediately swept across the internet and every national news outlet. Just a few days later, however, when Jeffrey was spotted panhandling without his new boots, a new story began to unfold. It turns out local agencies had extended help to Jeffrey for years, but he'd always turned them down. By all accounts, he was unwilling to take steps to get his circumstances headed in a more positive direction. Does that surprise us? Well, it shouldn't. The fact is, many people just aren't willing to change so their lives can improve. It could be the reason your loved one is still addicted to drugs, has a troubled marriage, or hates their job, but refuses to do anything about it. If that sounds familiar, tune in tomorrow when we'll discuss the role you might play in helping them move forward. In the meantime, to speak with one of our counselors, call 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Underwater? Upside down? Do these terms describe your current mortgage situation? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans to tell you that it may be time to get HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance at a lower rate even if your home has lost value. Millions of homeowners are eligible for this program right now, including hundreds of thousands who currently have a mortgage with Bank of America. That's right, hundreds of thousands of Bank of America clients are eligible for HARP and have not yet taken advantage of this opportunity. Quicken Loans may be able to help. To learn if you're eligible to get HARPed, log on to quickenloans.com and click on our easy-to-use HARP tool. But you've got to act right now. This unique program is scheduled to end at the end of the year, and I don't want you to miss out. Once again, if you owe more than your home is worth, or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Sioux Falls Prater's got a variety of John Deere utility tractors that are perfect for the new or smaller acreage rural property owner. Easy to use controls and comfort that you'll appreciate. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has the 45-horsepower 5045D utility tractor on sale for $19,499, plus 0% financing for 72 months available for qualified buyers. This tractor has an open operator station, and the rear hydraulic remote lets you use hydraulically powered implements. Hurry into Sioux Falls Prater today. This offer is good only through April 30th. Find the location nearest you at cptractor.com. That's Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best and customized marketing solutions for your business. The Texas A&M baseball team capitalized on a strong pitching performance by junior Rafael Pineda and avoided a series sweep by SEC foe Auburn, winning Sunday's finale 4-1 at Bluebell Park. Pineda earned his third win of the season, allowing one run on six hits while striking out three over seven and two-thirds innings. Here's Coach Childress after the game.
Starting pitching was outstanding. Rafi got us into the eighth inning, was really good, and bullpen was good and played great defense behind him. And when those two things happen, you're going to have a chance to win. And looking back the weekend, we got two great starts and handed it off to our bullpen and real easily could have won the series. We didn't do that. And, you know, give Auburn credit, but we found a way to win today, which was real important, get us back to 500 in league play and just continue to move forward.
Third baseman Blake Alamon paced the Aggie bats, going 2-for-2 with one walk, one double, and a sac fly. A&M, who is now 20-13 and 6-6 in SEC play, returns to action on Tuesday with a 6:35 p.m. contest against Sam Houston State at Bluebell Park. Number 9 Aggie softball completed its series sweep of Colorado State with a 10-2 five-inning run rule victory yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. Mel Dumovich earned the win for the Aggs, allowing no runs on one hit while striking out five. Freshman Kristen Davenport threw two innings of relief, giving up two earned runs on three hits. A&M will host Lamar in a midweek doubleheader on Tuesday at 5 p.m. before jumping back into conference action at home against LSU this weekend. In a battle between SEC Western Division leaders, number 4 women's tennis celebrated Senior Day and closed out its regular season home schedule with a pivotal 4-3 victory over number 7 Alabama. A&M now takes sole possession of first place in the SEC West ahead of the Crimson Tide. In addition, the Aggies remain tied with Florida and Georgia for first in the overall SEC standings, with 2 matches remaining in the regular season. On the guys' side, the 12th-ranked Aggies rolled to a 4-1 victory of the 35th-ranked Tide in Alabama. With the win, A&M snaps a 4-match losing skid as they get set to return home for the final weekend slate of the season. The Maroon and White improved to 14-11 and 5-5 in the SEC. The 23rd-ranked A&M men's golf team finished in a tie for 5th place at the 2013 Aggie Invitational on Sunday afternoon. Junior Johannes Veerman ended the event as the Aggies' highest finisher in a tie for 11th place, while senior Drew Evans was just a stroke back in a tie for 14th after firing A&M's lowest round of the day with a 71. A pair of school records highlighted a cold, wet experience for Texas A&M at the Oregon Pepsi Invitational as they collected a total of 16 wins. The number 3 Aggie women handed the number 2 Ducks a rare defeat, while the number 1 men fell short of number 4 Oregon at Hayward Field. Jennifer Madu and Kamaria Brown each had a hand in 3 victories on the day, while Shelby Vaughn was a double winner for the Aggies in the shot put and discus, in which she improved her school record with a throw of 193 feet and 4 inches. Henry LeLay improved his A&M record in the 3,000-meter steeplechase on the way to setting a world-leading time for 2013. He also broke the meet record set by Oregon's Daniel Dos Neves back in 1996. Men's March Madness will officially come to a close tonight as top-seeded Louisville and fourth-seeded Michigan face off in the 2013 NCAA Championship game. The Cardinals have been the inspirational story of the tournament, persevering despite the gruesome injury to guard Kevin Ware. Meanwhile, the Wolverines, led by AP Player of the Year Trey Burke, look to capture their first title since 1989. Tip-off is at 8:23 in Atlanta with coverage on CBS. Martin Laird tied the course record with a 9-under par 63 to hold off Rory McIlroy to earn his first win in more than 2 years at the Texas Open. Laird began Sunday 4 shots behind leader Billy Horschel, but posted a bogey-free round to finish 14 under all and earn the third win of his career, his first since the Arnold Palmer Invitational back in 2011. The Scottish golfer entered the week having missed 4 of 8 cuts this year. Heisman winner Johnny Manziel got to throw out the first pitch of yesterday's Rangers-Angels game in Arlington. Manziel, a longtime Rangers fan, got to meet with Nolan Ryan and several players before the game. When asked if Ryan passed along any words of wisdom, Manziel said the Hall of Famer told him just one thing.
Don't bounce it. Don't bounce it. Everybody said that.
Johnny kept it off the ground, but it sailed a little high and wide. He also must have brought some luck because the Rangers took the game 7-3. Lance Berkman, David Murphy, and Ian Kinsler all homered for Texas, who won 2 of 3 games in their home opening series against L.A. Coco Crisp, Jed Lowry, and Chris Young all went deep for Oakland as the A's downed Houston yesterday 9-3. It was the Astros' 5th straight loss after winning the season opener against Texas. They'll now start a 9-game road trip to the West Coast against division opponents. Chris Kamen scored a season-high 26 points, and the Dallas Mavericks boosted their faint playoff hopes with a 96-91 victory of the slumping Portland Trailblazers on Sunday night. Kamen added 11 rebounds from the Mavericks, who are 2.5 games back of Utah for the 8th and final spot in the Western Conference and 2 games behind the Lakers. Jamie Benn scored the lone goal in the shootout yesterday as the Dallas Stars beat the San Jose Sharks 5-4. Alex Chiasson added 2 goals in regulation for the Stars, who snapped San Jose's 7-game winning streak. And Jimmy Johnson pulled away on a restart with 8 laps to go and won the STP Gas Booster 500 at Martinsville Speedway. Johnson has earned 8 victories in Martinsville, a mark topped only by Richard Petty's 15 and Darrell Waltrip's 11. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's out for the next couple days. It's 7:57. Your forecast, partly sunny skies, 80 for your high. We're looking at winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy and 68 for your overnight low. And then tomorrow going to be a great day. Sunny skies and 83. We're going to pick up a small rain chance into Tuesday evening. That's going to increase through the day till the noontime hour on Wednesday, where it runs up all the way to a 50% chance of rain. And we'll see about the same temperatures, give or take just a little bit. Humidity's 91%. We're seeing light winds out of the south, 5 to 15. And it's 67 at WTAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor once again. And this is like the coolest story for a long time. Now,
oh, yeah?
Well, I went to college in Nebraska, but not the big school. I went to the equivalent of what would have been the University of Texas at El Paso.
Oh.
It was the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Well, in their spring game, our spring game is coming up this weekend, the maroon and white game. Well, they do a red and white game, and I actually found that I got a text from Tom Turbyville with the video link on this.
Awesome.
And it's absolutely fascinating.
500 in league play. And
apparently, Zach's working. But anyway, the University of Nebraska, during their spring football game, has adopted this young man who has had brain cancer, and he's fought it. I want to say they've done like 7 surgeries on this young kid.
Oh, wow.
7 years old. They've adopted him by the team. They gave him his own jersey. And the very last play of the game, and it almost chokes me up to talk about it because I watched the video and it's incredible. They walk this little 7-year-old out onto the field. They line him up at the line of scrimmage and get him set to play football. And quarterback snaps the ball, turns around and hands the ball to the kid. Kid starts making his way downfield, and players are falling all over themselves to get out of the way.
Wow.
It's just the most priceless thing you've ever seen. 69 yards later, he scores a touchdown. Both benches clear. Place goes bonkers. Absolutely, absolutely crazy. And it was all for this 7-year-old kid.
How special.
Picked him up, carried him off the field, and in you.